All right.
Give us a second. Merry Christmas again, everybody. It really is good to be here worshiping with you all and celebrating the birth of Christ. And we find ourselves here again. The calendar has ticked over one more year, and we find ourselves at Christmas Eve. Perhaps back in church for you, perhaps maybe with the same people as normal, or perhaps this Christmas Eve you find yourself in a new place, or maybe you find yourself with different people around you. But nonetheless, here we are, back into the Christmas season. Familiar songs, familiar food, familiar traditions, familiar busyness, familiar decorations, familiar stories. And if you're anything like me, I think sometimes what we lose in the familiarity of things is we lose our fascination with them. Right? Like, my 37th date with Nicole didn't have that same intrigue as the first one. I probably could have used a better word in there. That's okay. But our children capture our attention with their first breath and their first steps. And then after a while, it's, can you please go to another room to play? Right? Even with the most magical of things, love and parenting, familiarity can rob us of wonder. And wonder is actually something that is meant to captivate us, because that which captivates us compels us. Right, so Christmas has this simple yet mysterious message within it, at its core. God with us. Three history-altering words that have grown pretty familiar to us in the Christmas story. And have we forgotten to be fascinated with them? Or maybe have we even moved them from truth to tradition, or from reality, maybe even to fairy tale? But tonight, what I want us to do is I want us just to consider the magnificence that these three words hold. This is not three words that are as common as you got mail, or dinner is ready, or even I love you. God with us. Taken from the name for Jesus, Emmanuel, literally meaning God with us. This is not just a nickname for Jesus. This is a message embodied by the person of Jesus, God with us. And is this a familiar fairy tale, or is this a marvelous mystery that can captivate us and compel us? The first word of these three is no small thing to contemplate. God. God, the eternal one, the always alive, never not being, the one who spoke and a clock started to tick-tock. The eternal one. God, the omniscient, the one who has all truth, the one who has all knowledge, the one who never learns anything. He's all wise. God, the author, the creator of life, the one that is responsible for all that we taste, we see, we hear, we feel, we smell. He authored all of this. God, the one that assigns meaning and purpose, the one who breathes intentionality into your life. God, bigger than us, better than us, beyond us, divine, majestic, perfect, holy. God, the one that gives shape to my soul, and the one that my heart was meant to know and meant to bow down before. God, the reverent one, the worthy one, the one that I secretly long for, that he would overwhelm me with his truth and his grace, with his greatness and his goodness. That's all captured in the first word, God. the first and primary character of Christmas. One for us to be eternally fascinated with and intrigued with. Not above us, lording over us with power, not ahead of us, outpacing us or impatient with us or yelling at us, demanding that we catch up to where he is. Not behind us, lagging behind what our reality is. Not behind us, pushing us or even whipping us like a slave driver. Not distant from us, uncaring about us, ignoring us, left us, or giving us eternal silent treatment. With us. Come to us, living life as one of us, from birth to death, and all that comes in between those two bookends. Walking in our shoes so that we know our God, our great God, is also a good God who is intimately familiar with all aspects of our existence and humanity. With us. Oh, the intimacy of that presence. With us, the love that pursues us. With us, the compassion to come to us. With us, the empathy to live as one of us. God with us. Us. Everyone not named God. Us. Mortal, limited, humans constrained by time and confused by our minds. But us. The stubborn ones, the independent ones, the questioning ones, the skeptical ones, the doubting ones, the ignoring ones, the wayward ones. Us. All of us. All people through all times and in all places. Us. All the characters in this familiar and fascinating and timeless story, right? The Israelites, the shepherds, Mary and Joseph, the wise men, all of them. And us. You and me. Us. The simple, like, shepherd ones. Who leave behind all they have just to get to Jesus as quick as they can because, well, what else do we have to lose? Us, the simple ones. Us, like the wise men, who realize the smartest thing that we can do is give the best of what we have to this Jesus, this God become man, this king. Us, the fearful ones, like King Herod, who see Jesus as a threat to his power or to his comfort and try to rid our lives of his presence. Us. The boisterous ones, the angelic-like ones who cannot help but proclaim this news and cannot help but contain their joy at this story. Us, the faithfully waiting ones, like Simeon or Anna, who steadfastly waited through years of silence, through serving and praying, waiting for God to give evidence of his faithfulness. Us, like Zechariah, the skeptical ones who ask, how can I know this is all true, as though the mind of man can grasp the fullness of God? Us, the dismissive or distracted ones, like the innkeeper who have no room for Jesus to arrive in their life tonight. Us, the humble, Mary-like ones who can ponder all of this that is going on and God is doing and yield her life saying, I am the Lord's servant. Us. All of us who now have to respond to this one who has come to be with us and intersected our own very lives. God with us. There's no division, there's no distinction found within that Christian message. God with us. All of us. Jesus, Emmanuel, is born. And never will he forsake us. And in him, the soul feels its worth. This is good news of great joy for all people. And maybe this Christmas, my prayer is that this can be fascinating for all of us, not just a familiar story. Let me pray, and we'll keep worshiping and celebrating. Father, we have such a limited ability to fully comprehend this story, but can you pierce through the distractedness of our Christmas planning and present wrapping and food prep and shopping? Can you pierce through all that? And can you just reveal to us the glory of who you are, the greatness of who you are, the goodness of who you are in Christ? And may the message of God with us stick into our hearts in the next 24 to 48 hours in a way that changes our lives, where we can all walk out of here leaving as the people in Bethlehem, or the angels did, or the shepherds did, or the wise men did, leaving, pondering, and marveling at what it is you do for your people. It's in your great name we pray, and we celebrate Jesus, God, with us. Amen.